This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Picture this, a world leader who has complete power over the whole world. There will be such a person. We find him described in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. He is referred to as the Antichrist. But what is interesting to see is that in the midst of recounting all that he can do, there is this interesting verse found in Daniel 7:25. It says, "He will speak against the Most High and oppress his saints and try to change the set times and the laws." Suddenly, he cannot do something. He can only try. If we put together what is said about this man from Daniel and Revelation, the impact of that statement is even greater. Here is a man who will devour the whole earth, trample it down, and crush it. He will subdue three kings. The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a time. He will be given his power by Satan. He will seem to come back to life after having been killed. He will be worshipped along with Satan, and people will ask, "Who is like him? Who can make war against him?" He will utter proud words and blaspheme God and those who live in heaven. He will be given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. He will be given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. He will be worshipped by all inhabitants of the earth, those whose names are not found in the book of life belonging to the Lamb. All these things he can do, and yet there is that one thing he can only try to do. And why is that? Before we answer that question, we need to know what the set times and laws are. The answer to that is found in Genesis 1:14, which says, "And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years." This is further explained in Psalm 104:19, which says, "The moon marks off the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down." In other words, these things are things that belong to God alone. Why would this be something that the Antichrist would even want to change? For the answer to that question, we must look at Jeremiah 33:20, which says, "This is what the Lord says, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night no longer come at their appointed time, then my covenant with David my servant can be broken, and David will no longer have a descendant to reign on his throne." So if he could change them, it would mean that the Antichrist has won. By that we mean that Satan has won. He has finally succeeded in his purpose to prevent Jesus from being the Savior of the world. Of course, the ultimate reason is that Satan would not be defeated and thrown into the lake of fire. So now the fact that the Antichrist will only try, but not succeed, to change the things of God makes more sense. Now we know why he wanted to change them, and we know why he could not change them. That is one example of statements in Scripture that seem to be a little out of place or to be there for seemingly no explainable reason. But there is another in the New Testament that is worth looking at. It is found in John 13:30, which says, "As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night." The words, "and it was night," seem an unnecessary addition because we know it was the evening meal, so it would already be night. There are explanations for that statement, and they all have to do with the fact that Judas was going out into the night of sin and evil. The explanations are on a spiritual plane. But I connected this scripture to another found in John 9:4, which says, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." It was that period of time from the arrest of Jesus until Pentecost, really, that the work of the Lord pretty much came to a halt when no one could work. Notice that here it is not Jesus who said it was night. It is John who mentions it. That makes it all the more likely that he is thinking of what Jesus had said earlier. Remember, he is being reminded of everything Jesus had said, even as Jesus promised. This promise was made in John 14:26, which says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." It is exciting when we remember something we have read before and can connect it to something we are reading at the moment. It is like we are being reminded by the Holy Spirit. but he can only remind us if we are in his word. So just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.